USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and Mexico have agreed to steps to curtail the influx of Central American migrants into the U.S. Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcina.
The United States and Mexico commit to a Mexican enforcement surge. Mexico will take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, to include the deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico, giving priority to its southern border.
Also, both countries have agreed to work to improve economic conditions in Central American nations.
The United States and Mexico will continue their discussions on the terms of additional understandings to address irregular migrant flows and asylum issues.
President Trump tweeted, he's indefinitely suspending his plans to impose tariffs on Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Both Russia and the U.S. are blaming each other after their naval ships came close to a collision in the East China Sea. The U.S. 7th Fleet says a Russian destroyer came within 50 to 100 feet of the USS Chancellorville. For the first time, a Minneapolis police officer is speaking about the night he shot and killed a woman who'd called 911 for help.
Mr. Noor, do you wish to say anything to the court?
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor did speak.
The moment I pulled the trigger, I felt fear.
He was talking about July 15, 2017, the night Justine Damon called 911 to report a possible sexual assault in an alley near her home. Noor testified when he and his partner arrived, there was a loud slam on the rear of the car, and then Justine suddenly appeared at the driver's window. The officer said he was so scared that he shot her in cold blood. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The top Democratic presidential candidate has flipped his stand on an abortion law. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Vice President, now presidential contender Joe Biden, changing his stance about what's called the Hyde Amendment, which bans using federal health care money to pay for abortions. After years of support of that policy, he tells a crowd in Atlanta on Thursday night,
"If I believe health care is a right as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code."
Explaining he changed his position because of recently passed abortion restrictions by several Republican-controlled states. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports a modest increase in jobs for the month of May. John Clemens reports.
The gain of only 75,000 jobs for the last reporting period indicated some businesses may be becoming cautious. Yet the jobless rate remained at a nearly 50-year low. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us the jobless rate remained at 3.6% in May.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 75,000 in May, and the unemployment rate remained at 3.6%. Employment continued to trend up in professional and business services and in health care.
I'm John Clemens.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.